Tonight's devotion is about the joy of serving. Let me read a verse from Romans chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God. In most of his epistles, Paul begins by stating his position. Of course, he was a great apostle. But he says, as a servant also, and a bondservant. He never presented himself anywhere other than his title and a simple laborer for his Savior. When Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead, he was victorious over all his enemies. He clearly won the victory. However, Satan and his followers have not accepted defeat and still try to claim victory. Thus, the victorious Christ has established the church to secure the victory until he comes again. Jesus wanted his servants, the first, the church apostles, then the church, us, the Christians, to focus on their impact in the world and be ready to challenge the world by dedicating their lives, to serving Christ and to defend the truth. The Lord needed servants. He needed men and women to carry on his work and take the gospel to all the people. Before he was lifted to heaven, his great commission to the disciples was, go preach and make disciples. Simple. The gospel, which is the good news of Christ, the Savior, reached the four corners of the world through sincere and dedicated loyal servants and is still penetrating many other continents, all because of many who are willing to sacrifice and serve their Savior. Today, during these difficult times with COVID-19, people are cautious to freely circulate. Understood. But the call is still the same, regardless. Go and make disciples. Nothing has changed. So, the call is for us to get prepared and be ready to serve the Lord at our first opportunity. And we hope we can go full bore in a couple months. Are we joyful that we were chosen to be in his service? Are we glad to be enlisted in his army? You bet. The psalmist said in Psalm 100 and verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. The Lord is asking us now to move within our circles and spread the word. He knows our capabilities and the situation we're in, and he understands. He just would like to see us serving him where we are. Use your gift, big or small, but let's serve him. Don't say, I can't contribute much. Little things don't matter. No, every deed matters in the eyes of God. So go ahead and do it, and you know what? The Lord will reward you. The Lord will not forget your service. The Bible says in Matthew 10:42, whoever in the name of a disciple, please listen, gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. I came across a little poem, and I want to share it with you. It says, I thought to be an actress great, the toast of lords and kings. The good Lord said, I have need of you to do my little things. I thought I would be a dancer rare to fly on eagle's wings. The Lord smiled and said, stay here on earth and do my little things. Now I am content to be right here. My heart with rapture rings. 'Cause I know how important it is to God to do the little things. Amen. Today, very few Christians want to be known exclusively as servants. Many want to be known as a servant and a great preacher, or an outstanding elder, or Bible teacher, or a well-known businessman. What we fail to realize is that a true servanthood does not have hidden aspirations to be great in the eyes of men. Simply a bond servant. Remember Paul. Someone said, when we think of our relationship to Christ, can it be said of us that we want only to serve Him? Friends, Christ ransomed us to serve God and man. In our zeal to serve, we often overlook a critical truth. The servant does not choose his tasks. Our idea of serving God may be doing what we would like to do for God. We tell God what we will do for Him and what we will not do. And we tell God also where we will go for Him and where we will not go. We forget He is the Master and that the Master assigns the task. Our part is to give ourselves to Him, accepting the assignment He gives us. May we never forget that a servant is not free to serve on his own terms. Jesus said in John 15:16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you to go and bring forth fruits. So let us go forward in obedience to His commission and serve according to the task He assigns to us. In Hebrews 12:1, we read, let us run with patience the race set before us. Serving the Lord is not always without difficulties. Perhaps we would not choose the circumstances we find ourselves in or the people God has placed around us. Let us remember, a servant is not above his master. And if you'd like to read it, Matthew chapter 10, two verses there, 24 and 25. Read it at your convenience. It explains it. So let us follow Christ's life. It was one of sacrifice. He was doing the Father's will all the time. So let's continue serving our Lord with joy. In spite of our limitations, let us press on. I will end with what Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Let's look for that opportunity and serve Him. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord richly bless you.